Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the How to Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer, and I'm coming to you this Friday morning with a wonderful, phenomenal episode. I know you're going to love it. I can't wait to get to it. I did think, as I was saying, Friday morning, it's not necessarily Friday morning for our listeners who are all over the world, everywhere from Australia to India to Mongolia, Toronto, Canada. I love Canada. I grew up in Michigan. Canada is a wonderful place. I've always had great times visiting there as a kid, going fishing on fishing trips with my dad, and as an adult, going on work trips. I love Canada. And then listeners all over, spread out all over the country, from California to Indiana, Baltimore, Michigan, Georgia, all over the place. So to all of you, thank you for listening, and the time zones are crazy. I know it may be, 9:30 when I'm recording this, but it's tomorrow in Australia. It's something like 1:30, and I know it's in Mongolia, it's probably something like 10:30 in the morning tomorrow, and then California's behind us, and time zones are crazy, and it's just, it's pretty amazing that there's so many people listening all over the world. So thank you so much. And today's episode is for anyone who's ever been in a hot and humid situation and needed a way to dehumidify yourself. That's what we're going to cover today on a dehumidifier manual. And this particular manual is a Frigidaire manual. Right there on the front cover of the manual, it's got the Energy Star logo, where it's written Energy Star, or drawn. And then type below that Energy Star, there's the logo we've seen on so many products. The front of the label just says, all about the use and care of your dehumidifier. And the table of contents is actually on the front page here. And there's some hyperlinks on this manual. But it says table of contents, important safety instructions, and you get all your little dots over to the number 2 for page 2, location, page 3, how it works, page 3, operating instructions, pages 4 through 8, care and cleaning, page 8, storage, page 8, before you call, page 9. Major appliance limited warranty, page 10. I can't wait to get to that. And then at the very bottom of this page, we have the website www.frigidaire.com, USA, 1-800-944-9044. And then we have the Canadian website as well, www.frigidaire.ca, Canada, 1-800-265-8352. And then right along the right side, we have, sort of got to tilt my head to read this, 2020-266A, 0220, June 2019. Alright, let's get into the manual. Page 2 of the manual. Important safety instructions. Note. This is pretty cool. Right in front of the word note is a push pin, like a little thumbtack. So it says note. This use and care manual provides specific operating instructions for your model. Use the dehumidifier only as instructed in this use and care manual. These instructions are not meant to cover every possible condition and situation that may occur. Common sense and caution must be practiced when installing, operating, and maintaining any appliance. And this page has many warnings. I'll start with the first one. You get your black triangle with the exclamation point, white exclamation point in it. Warning. Avoid fire hazard or electric shock. Do not use an extension cord or an adapter plug. Do not remove any prong from the power cord. And right below that warning, we have an image. It's a socket with a plug that would go into it. And it says, grounding type wall receptacle. Do not, under any circumstances, cut, remove, or bypass the grounding prong. Which, if you've seen a plug like this, there's the two vertical plugs, and then there's that circular plug that goes in the bottom. That's the grounding prong. There's an arrow pointing to it. Power supply cord with three-prong grounding plug. Alright, next warning. For your safety, two bullet points. Do not store or use gasoline or other flammable vapors and liquids in the vicinity of this or any other appliance. Read product labels for flammability and other warnings. Discard water from bucket. Water is not potable and cannot be used for drinking. Next warning, we have three bullet points. Child safety precautions. Destroy the carton, plastic bags, and any packing materials immediately after the dehumidifier is unpacked. Children should never use these items for play. Do not leave children unattended in an area where the appliance is operating. Do not allow them to sit or stand on the appliance. Next warning, electrical information. For your safety and protection, this dehumidifier is equipped with a three-prong grounding plug on the power cord. Do not, under any circumstances, cut or remove the round ground prong from the plug. Your dehumidifier must be plugged directly into a properly grounded and polarized three-prong receptacle. If the wall receptacle you intend to use will not accept a three-prong plug, or if you are not sure the outlet is adequately grounded or protected by a time delay, fuse, or circuit breaker, have a qualified electrician install the proper outlet according to the National Electrical Code and applicable local codes and ordinances. Do not use an extension cord or an adapter plug. Never unplug the dehumidifier by pulling on the power cord. Always grip the plug firmly and pull straight out from the receptacle. Do not pinch, bend, or knot the power cord. Next, warning. This is actually labeled safety precautions. Danger. Avoid serious injury or death. We have several bullet points. This dehumidifier contains no user serviceable parts. Always call an authorized Electrolux servicer for repairs. Do not insert or place fingers or objects into the air discharge area or front grill of the unit. Do not start or stop the dehumidifier by unplugging the power cord or turning off the power at the electrical box. Do not cut or damage the power cord. If the power cord is damaged, it should only be replaced by an authorized Electrolux servicer. In the event of a malfunction, sparks, burning smell, etc., immediately stop the operation, disconnect the power cord, and call an authorized Electrolux servicer. Do not operate the dehumidifier with wet hands. Do not pull on the power cord. Lastly, do not drink any water from the dehumidifier. And then, our final safety precautions. Caution, avoid injury or damage to the unit or other property. Again, several bullet points. First, do not direct airflow at fireplaces or other heat-related sources, as this could cause flare-ups. Do not climb on or place objects on the unit. Do not hang objects off the unit. Do not place containers with liquids on the unit. Turn off the dehumidifier at the power source when it will not be used for an extended period of time. Operate the unit with air filter in place. Do not block or cover the intake grill, discharge area, and outlet ports. Ensure that any electrical/electronic equipment is 1 yard away from the unit. Do not use or store flammable gases near the unit. At the bottom, we have a copyright 2009, Electrolux Home Products Incorporated, all rights reserved. And page 3, location and how it works. Location. Selecting a location. Important. Step 1. Dehumidifier must be operated in an enclosed area to be most effective. Close all doors, windows, and other outside openings to the room. The effectiveness of the dehumidifier depends on the rate at which new moisture-laden air enters the room. Number 2. Place dehumidifier in a location that does not restrict airflow through the front of the unit or out of the louvers on the left side of cabinet. Number 3. A dehumidifier operating in a basement will have little or no effect in drying an adjacent enclosed storage area, such as a closet, unless there is adequate circulation of air in and out of the area. It may be necessary to install a second dehumidifier in the enclosed area for satisfactory drying. Number 4. The dehumidifier must be installed on a level floor that will support it with a full bucket of water. Number 5. There should be a minimum of 12 inches clearance around the dehumidifier. And how it works. When the unit is started, the fan begins to pull moisture-laden air across the dehumidifying coils. The coils condense or draw moisture from the air, and air flows through the top louvers into the room as dry, warm air. Moisture removed from air is collected in a bucket on the front of the dehumidifier. The unit is designed to operate between 41 degrees Fahrenheit, 5 degrees Celsius, and 96 degrees Fahrenheit, 35 degrees Celsius. The unit will not work properly if the temperature is out of this temperature range, or the performance of the unit will fall greatly. The compressor circuit has an automatic 3-minute time-delayed start if the unit is turned off and on quickly. This prevents overheating of the compressor and possible circuit breaker tripping. Make sure the tank is fitted correctly, otherwise unit will not turn on. Page 4 is the operating instructions, or at least the start of the operating instructions. Operating instructions. Allow the unit to reach room temperature before operating. To begin operating the dehumidifier, follow these steps. Note: unit must be upright for 1 hour prior to operating. Step 1. Plug the power cord into a properly grounded 115-volt AC outlet. Note: if the bucket full light is on, remove the bucket and reinstall to reset the float switch. And here we have the main screen where you see the humidity setting, the bucket full, clean filter, high, low. There's an RH percentage, which is the humidity setting. There's an on button. We have timer on and off. We have a down arrow, an up arrow to change your humidity setting. We have fan speed. We have filter reset. Step 2. To turn the unit on, press the on-off button. The unit will run in the factory setting of continuous and high fan speed. In the continuous mode, the unit will only display C, O, and not the room humidity. It is recommended you leave the unit running in the continuous setting for the first 3 or 4 days until the sweating and dampness odors have stopped. And we have another image of that. Main screen, where it just says CO in the humidity setting. End of page 4. Operating instructions continued on page 5. Operating instructions continued. Step 3. After a few days, when the relative humidity has declined, press the humidity up or down buttons to choose a value between 35% to 85%. So the room is kept at a comfortable humidity. Pressing the up or down buttons will change the humidity selection in 5% increments. After you have set the desired humidity, the readout will display the actual room humidity. If at any time you want to return to the continuous mode, pressing the humidity down button will lower the relative humidity through the 5% increments until the display reads CO. And below that, we have an image of the readout at 65%. Step 4. You can also use the fan speed button to change the fan speed to high or low. The indicator light will show the setting you have selected. A higher fan speed will result in quicker moisture removal. And on this image below, it's at 65% and the low button is selected. And then step 5, the clean filter light will illuminate after 250 hours of operation. At this time, refer to the care and cleaning section to remove and clean the filter. Once the filter has been cleaned and replaced, simply press the filter button to extinguish the light. Image below, still at 65%, and the clean filter light is highlighted. End of page 5. Page 6, operating instructions, continued. Step 6. The timer function enables you to either delay start or delay stop the unit in the choice from 0.5 hour to 24 hours. If the unit is running, then selecting timer will turn the unit off in the hours that will be set, delay stop. If the unit is off, then selecting timer will turn the unit on in the hours that will be set, delay start. Timer setting. First press timer button, then adjust timer setting by tapping or holding the up or down button to change the delay timer at 0.5 hour increments up to 10 hours, then by 1 hour increments up to 24 hours. The control will count down the time remaining, 8, 7.5, 7, etc., until the unit either starts or stops. For the delay start, the fan speed and humidity maintained will be the same as previous setting. After timer setting finishes, pressing timer button again at any time will stop the timer function. The delay start / stop feature will work until the unit either starts or stops. Once that happens, the above steps have to be repeated. Note 1. Before entering timer setting, make sure power is being supplied to the unit. 2. Before entering timer setting, make sure pressing humidity up or down button sets one desired room humidity first. The image below this shows an example humidity setting that says 0.5, where it normally would say the percentage shows the increment in time. Step 7, to shut the unit off, press the on-off button. The image below this, there where the humidity or increment would be listed, it simply is a black screen because the unit is off. And then lastly on this page, fault codes. Number 1. If the display reads AS or ES, a sensor has failed. Contact your authorized Frigidaire Service Center. And the image below shows AS in the black box. End of page 6. Page 7, operating instructions. Removing collected water. Number 1. Emptying the bucket. Substep A. When the bucket is full, the unit will shut down and the bucket full indicator will illuminate. The picture below this is at 65% humidity. The bucket full light is illuminated. And then step B. Do not move the unit at this time, otherwise water may spill on the floor. C. Press sides of bucket gently to unclip the bucket from the unit. D. Remove the bucket as shown in the photographs below and empty the bucket. Warning. Discard water from bucket. Water is not potable and cannot be used for drinking. We have 5 images here, all in a line. Sequential line. We have the hands reaching to grab the bucket. We have them in the first image and the second image. It is pressing the sides gently to unclip it from the unit, and then it's removing the bucket partially, and then finally fully removed, and then the fifth one, dumping the water out of the bucket. And then it says step E, replace the empty bucket back into the unit, and once seated correctly, the unit will start up again. And F, you should hear it click when the bucket is in the correct position. If the bucket full light does not extinguish, check that the float is correctly snapped in place as indicated by the diagram. Note, the foam embedded under the float, shown in the diagram below, is a functional part which cannot be removed. And so the bucket has a float in it, and that's how I think that's what helps control the sensor to know when it's full. And there's a picture of the bucket that shows where the float is in the bucket. There's a line pointing out, up and to the left of that picture with a zoomed in picture of the float. The very bottom has a piece of foam attached to it, and that's functional, and you can't remove it. So they want you to know that as they end page 7. 3 more pages to go. Page 8, operating instructions, care, and cleaning and storage. Removing collected water, continued. So number 2 option is continuous drainage. We have steps A through H with 4 figures below. A. For continuous drainage operation, you will need a garden hose and a drain nearby to discharge the water into. B. Unscrew the drain cap on the back side of the unit, figure 1. There's a hand unscrewing the drain cap. C. Insert the female threaded end of the hose onto the drain connector of the unit, figure 2. You guessed it. The female threaded end of the hose is onto the drain connector. D. Screw the garden hose onto the threaded portion of the drain connector in figure 3. Doing exactly that. E. Make sure the hose is secure so there are no leaks. F. Direct the hose toward the drain, making sure that there are no kinks that will stop the water flowing. G. Place the end of the hose into the drain. Figure 4. So now we have the hose connected to the dehumidifier into the drain. And H, select the desired humidity setting and fan speed on the unit for continuous draining to start. And below that, note 3 steps. 1. Check the seal between the hose and the drain connector. If there's a small leak, then replace the hose gasket and retighten the hose. 2. It is recommended that a dehumidifier drain hose, 1/2 inch or 12.7 millimeters or larger, be used. Make sure there are no kinks or elevations in the hose. 3. If the mode of continuous drainage is not chosen, the drain cap must be screwed securely to prevent leakage. All right, next section, care and cleaning. 3 steps here. 1. Filter. Step A. Remove the filter every 2 weeks based on normal operating conditions. B. To remove the filter, remove bucket, then pull filter downwards. C. Wash the filter with clean water, then dry. D. Reinstall the filter, then replace bucket. And we have an image to the right of that. The bucket's been removed, and a hand is pulling the filter down to remove it and clean it and reinstall it. All right, step 2, cabinet, letter A. Dust cabinet with an oil-free cloth or using a damp cloth. B. Vacuum grill using brush attachment. And number 3, water bucket. A. Clean bucket with warm water and detergent. And then our next and final section on page 8, storage. When unit is not in use, unplug and use the cord wrap shown for your model type. We have 2 model types. See the back of each. One is the 25 or 30 pint dehumidifier. This appears to be the cord wraps around a little piece of plastic and almost looks like there's a clamp that holds it down. It's a little hard to tell. And then the 50 or 70 pint dehumidifier, there are 2 pieces of plastic there on the back, and you just wrap the cord around that until it's secure and tight. And that is the end of page 8. Alright, page 9, titled Before You Call. We know what this is. This is the troubleshooting portion. It's not labeled as such, but we know. Before calling for service, review this list. It may save you time and expense. This list includes common occurrences that are not the result of defective workmanship or materials in this appliance. We have a list of occurrences and then solutions. Occurrence. Dehumidifier does not operate. And there's a few solutions. Wall plug disconnected. Push plug firmly into wall outlet. House fuse blown or circuit breaker tripped. Replace fuse with time delay type or reset circuit breaker. The dryness level you selected has been reached. Dehumidifier automatically shuts off when selected amount of moisture has been removed from the air. If you want to remove more moisture, select continuous by using the humidity button or knob. After the dehumidifier starts, reset the control to the desired setting. Bucket not installed properly. See, removing collected water. Water in the bucket has reached its preset level. Dehumidifier automatically turns off when this occurs. Empty bucket and return bucket to position. Dehumidifier is not turned on. Turn unit on. Bucket full light is on. Remove bucket, empty water, and reinstall correctly. Alright, next occurrence. Dehumidifier runs too much. Here are some solutions. Windows or doors near dehumidifier are open to outdoors. Close all windows or doors to outside. Area to be dehumidified is too large. Check with your dealer to see if capacity is adequate. Air movement through dehumidifier is blocked. Grill may be dirty. Use brush attachment or vacuum cleaner to clean grill. See care and cleaning. Dehumidifier must be placed in a space that does not restrict air flowing into the rear coil or out of the front grill. Dehumidifier has been installed or restarted recently. The higher the moisture in the room, the longer the dehumidifier will operate. Dehumidifier is in the continuous mode and will remain on in this mode. Use the humidity button or knob to set a RH percentage higher level. Next occurrence, dehumidifier is operating but room is not dry enough. And some solutions. Humidity setting is too high. Press the humidity button or rotate knob to a lower setting or choose continuous for maximum dryness. Dehumidifier has been installed or restarted recently. The higher the moisture in the room air, the longer it takes for the room air to become dry. Dehumidifier does not have sufficient clearance to operate. Airflow to front grill is blocked. See selecting a location. Room temperature is too low. Unit will not operate satisfactorily if the room temperature is below 41 degrees Fahrenheit or 5 degrees Celsius. See operating conditions. Refer to causes under dehumidifier runs too much. Another occurrence, frost appears on coils above bucket. We have two possible solutions. Dehumidifier has been turned on recently. This is normal due to refrigerant rushing through the coil. Frost will usually disappear within 60 minutes. Or, room temperature is too low. All models will operate satisfactorily at temperatures greater than 41 degrees Fahrenheit, 5 degrees Celsius. And then finally, occurrence fan noise. Solution, air is moving through the dehumidifier. This is a normal sound. If these solutions fail, call 1-800-944-9044 for Frigidaire service. End of page 9. And lastly, page 10, final page, major appliance limited warranty. Ending with the good stuff. Your appliance is covered by a limited 1-year warranty and a limited 2-to-5-year warranty on the sealed system, the compressor, condenser, evaporator, and tubing. For 1 year, from your original date of purchase, Electrolux will pay all costs for repairing or replacing any parts of this appliance that prove to be defective in materials or workmanship when such appliance is installed, used, and maintained in accordance with the provided instructions. From the 2nd to the 5th year from your original purchase date, Electrolux will repair or replace any parts in the sealed refrigeration system, compressor, condenser, evaporator, and tubing that prove to be defective in materials or workmanship. In years 2 to 5, the consumer will be responsible for diagnostic, labor, and parts costs, as well as any removal, transportation, and reinstallation expenses which are incurred during service on components other than those covered under the sealed refrigeration system 5-year warranty. And then we have a list of exclusions. This warranty does not cover the following. 1. Products with original serial numbers that have been removed, altered, or cannot be readily determined. 2. Product that has been transferred from its original owner to another party or removed outside the USA or Canada. 3. Rust on the interior or exterior of the unit. 4. Products purchased as is are not covered by this warranty. 5. Food loss due to any refrigerator or freezer failures. 6. Products used in a commercial setting. 7. Service calls which do not involve malfunction or defects in materials or workmanship, or for appliances not in ordinary household use or used other than in accordance with the provided instructions. 8. Service calls to correct the installation of your appliance or to instruct you how to use your appliance. 9. Expenses for making the appliance accessible for servicing, such as removal of trim, cupboards, shelves, etc., which are not a part of the appliance when it is shipped from the factory. 10. Service calls to repair or replace appliance light bulbs, air filters, water filters, other consumables or knobs, handles, or other cosmetic parts. 11. Surcharges including, but not limited to, any after-hour, weekend, or holiday service calls, tolls, ferry trip charges, or mileage expense for service calls to remote areas including the state of Alaska. 12. Damages to the finish of appliance or home incurred during installation, including but not limited to floors, cabinets, walls, etc. 13. Damages caused by services performed by unauthorized service companies, use of parts other than genuine Electrolux parts or parts obtained from persons other than authorized service companies, or external causes such as abuse, misuse, inadequate power supply, accidents, fires, or acts of God. Disclaimer of implied warranties. Limitation of remedies. Customer's sole and exclusive remedy under this limited warranty shall be product repair or replacement as provided herein. Claims based on implied warranties, including warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose, are limited to 1 year or the shortest period allowed by law, but not less than 1 year. Electrolux shall not be liable for consequential or incidental damages, such as property damage and incidental expenses resulting from any breach of this written limited warranty or any implied warranty. Some states and provinces do not allow the exclusion or limitation of incidental or consequential damages or limitations on the duration of implied warranties, so these limitations or exclusions may not apply to you. This written warranty gives you specific legal rights. You may also have other rights that vary from state to state. If you need service, keep your receipt, delivery slip, or some other appropriate payment record to establish the warranty period should service be required. If service is performed, it is in your best interest to obtain and keep all receipts. Service under this warranty must be obtained by conducting Electrolux at the addresses or phone numbers below. This limited warranty only applies in the USA and Canada. In the USA, your appliance is warranted by Electrolux Major Appliances North America, a division of Electrolux Home Products Incorporated. In Canada, your appliance is warranted by Electrolux Canada Corporation. Electrolux authorizes no person to change or add to any obligations under this warranty. Obligations for service and parts under this warranty must be performed by Electrolux or an authorized service company. Product features or specifications as described or illustrated are subject to change without notice. Finally, we have the two ways to contact the USA and the Canada offices. USA, 1-800-944-9044. Electrolux Major Appliances, North America, P.O. Box 212-378, Augusta, Georgia, 30907, and Canada, 1-800-265-8352, Electrolux Canada Corp, 5855 Terry Fox Way, Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, L5V3E4. 2009, Electrolux Home Products Incorporated, all rights reserved. So that's the end of the manual. The Frigidaire dehumidifier. I have a dehumidifier, that's why I was interested in this manual. If you've ever used one, this is probably pretty familiar with you. They work, they're great. If you're ever trying to, if you're down somewhere in a basement, it's super moist and you really want to get rid of that humidity, just get one. Don't cost too much, and it's definitely worth the investment. So that was the menu. I hope you enjoyed it. I can't thank enough everyone all over the world now listening to the show. I do appreciate it. Hope you like this. If you want to contact the show for any ways to send us reviews, you can do it on the Apple Podcast. You can send a message, How to Sleep Podcast at Facebook, How to Sleep Cast at Twitter, and you can send an email, howtosleeppodcast@gmail.com as well, to contact the show. Would love to hear from you. And until then, hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.